Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head over to Bathurst now and joining us online, Councillor Graham Hanger. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Neil. Welcome back.
Thank you, mate. Great to be back on board. And hasn't the weather taken a turn for the cooler months?
It's a bit cooler, but that's what it's all about. If you live in the Central Tableland, you expect four seasons. And we're moving into, sort of mid-autumn and heading to winter.
Yeah,
one of the things that, of course, we do notice with the we've had a couple of light frosts over here, as you probably have too. We've got the Australian Under 15 Boys and Girls Hockey Championships here in Bathurst, and we have teams from each of the states, and some of them have got development teams as well. You know, there's a well over 100 boys and girls from all over, but the boys and girls from Darwin wondered what this funny stuff on the ground was. We had to tell them it was frost.
And there have been a lot of kids here for these hockey championships, haven't they?
There have been, yes. They're from, as I say, from all of the states, and they've got their number one team, which is their, you know, the best team, but they bring a development team too, you know, sort of basically kids who missed out on the top team, but in the seconds team. And the standard of hockey is just phenomenal. Today is a really, really big day because it's the semi-finals and then the finals tomorrow. And they, you know, from that they select an Australian merit team. So it's a really, really exciting and prestigious championships. And we've got lots of visitors, not only the boys and girls, but, you know, some of the parents have travelled, certainly the nearer states. And all the minibuses in town, for instance, you couldn't hire a minibus for love nor money now because they're all being transporting the boys and girls around. You know, they're stopping at accommodation and they've been here for 10 days. So great, well done to Bathurst Hockey and New South Wales Hockey and indeed Hockey Australia.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Now, last weekend it was the Heritage Trades Trails, I'm sure a success, no doubt.
That was a huge weekend, yes. It went really, really well. Sunday, of course, was a bit of a shocker. It was a real taste of winter. It was icy cold, but people came out. That's the thing about it. We have the Winter Festival here in a couple of months' time. People will come out if it's fine. If it rains, 20 degrees and rain, they'll stop at home. But, you know, -5 and another beanie and another pair of gloves and they'll come out. And this is what happened at the Trades Trail. The numbers were up dramatically. I think 11% increase in ticket sales and the number of people went through 16% on 2019 because last year, of course, was didn't count, did it? Didn't happen.
Non-event. All right. Seniors Week, that's on at the moment?
Yeah, well, that starts that's this week and there's so many functions and it's right throughout the Central West. Each town will have something to do with seniors. And here in Bathurst, we've got the gym, D2F Gym is doing something, City Fit, the Art Gallery, Magellan Bowling Club is asking people to come down tomorrow, next Thursday, the 15th and the 22nd, for just to have a, if you've never played lawn bowls, come down and have a look. And so it goes on. There's just so many things happening, and it's a beautiful program, and congratulations to everybody involved in Seniors Week here in Bathurst. You can pick up brochures here, there and everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what are we, 12 days or so to Anzac Day? Actually, 11 days to Anzac Day, and the soldier saddles on?
Yes, that's right. Anzac Day, of course, will it'll be a little bit like last year, and that they're asking people to stand by their letterbox, as we did last year, and it's hard to believe that that's 12 months ago, but there will be some marches and some functions, but it's scaled back a little bit. But the soldier saddle will go ahead, and that's a really, really big day out at Tyers Park. It's sponsored by Bathurst RSL, and a lot of people get out there, expecting a crowd of 4,000 or 5,000 people, and seeing what's happened with the various sporting events in Sydney, pretty much back to normal.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Now, of course, the show is coming, the NRL's coming, that's all on one weekend. It's going to be a tad busy around there.
What a day that's going to be. Yeah, that's, don't try and get accommodation if you haven't booked already for the Saturday the 1st of May and Sunday the 2nd and the 30th of April. That's the show, 3 days of the show. And well done to Brett Kenworthy and his team. They've put together an amazing program, and it's a huge task. I mean, last year it was cancelled, but this year the Royal Easter Show, I heard on the news a couple of days ago that the, when it finished, what was it, yesterday it finished, or the day before even, 800,000 people, and it's the largest ticket event in the world so far this year, you know. So we're doing it pretty well here in Australia, aren't we, you know?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
You know, absolutely. And this is what's going to happen at the Bathurst show. They've got, you know, it's all pretty much back to normal. So we're really looking forward to that. And, of course, on the same day as Penrith Panthers and the Manly Sea Eagles will be here playing their NRL game. Penrith had a good win against Manly a few weeks ago, 46-6, I think it was. Not rubbing it in.
Well, Manly did get their first win last weekend, of course.
That's right. They scraped home, yes.
Yeah, and
Terry, if he couldn't kick field goals, they wouldn't have. But no. Anyway, it was good. But we're looking forward to it. It's a great weekend in town. Of course, the teams come and they get out into the schools and they have, you know, sort of facilities in the schools and have young kids, you know, come and try games. And of an afternoon, they down at the Bathurst Sports Ground, they do wonderful things down there. So we love the Panthers coming, and we wish them best of luck. Hope they get another one there for flying high at the moment.
They certainly are. They certainly are. And if you want to get tickets for that one, you head to bathurstnrl.com.au for tickets and more information.
That's the one. Yeah, the grandstand tickets I know have sold out already, but they're looking at, you know, there's lots of other... the Hill and various other places that you can go and watch the game. It'll be terrific. We're really looking forward to having them back. Missed out last year, but this year it'll be good.
It will be, and I might have double passes as well for that one later this week on the show.
Excellent.
So thank you very much for organising that, Bathurst Council. I'm with Graham Hanger from Bathurst Council. He's a councillor there, mate. As always, thank you for your update and the information. We'll talk soon.
Good on you, Neil. Talk again. See you. Bye-bye.